Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information, and support.
Hi everyone, it's Jo, and this is episode 9 of my guide dog diary. It's only been a few days this time, but I thought I'd do one because I'm feeling absolutely brilliant and buzzing. I had a lovely weekend with the dogs, took them for a free run on Saturday. Can't remember if I mentioned that in episode 8, but we took them up to Mules Park, which for anyone who's been to the Clifton Hotel, if you get a green gate key, you go out to the green gate and you turn left. And there's a lovely area with a path around that you can follow with a long cane or if you've got a little bit of sight. And the dogs, we were out for about an hour and it was a gorgeous sunny day. I could have actually worn shorts, but I wasn't doing because I didn't know it was as gorgeous as it was when I first went out. So I had a really good walk with them, sat on a bench at one point and just let them have a mooch around. Bruno's recall is brilliant, and actually Bonnie's recall has improved being with Bruno, because when he does recall to the whistle, I give him a little tiny treat, and I think Bonnie's thinking, well, if he's getting a treat, I'm not going to miss out, so she comes hairing back as well, so they both get treats. We tend to sort of split it, so Jodie or Rob will carry treats for Bonnie and I carry treats for Bruno. But we had a lovely afternoon, and then it was off to a wedding reception, so we left them together, and they were absolutely fine, good as gold. They were absolutely shattered, I think, after their free run. When we got back, they just came plodding down the stairs. Now normally Bonnie would be hairing down the stairs like, yeah, you're back. But actually, I think being with another dog is kind of calming her down a little bit. So they both came down the stairs. They were pleased to see us, gave them both some fuss. Sunday was a quiet day. Yesterday, Monday, I was with Debbie in on the morning. I think it was, yes, the morning. And we did our walk into town, and because it had been so sort of up and down last week, I was a bit sort of, you know, is it going to be okay? Is it going to play me up again? And I'll be honest, it was a challenge just setting foot outside the door. Now I know people say they lack confidence. Now I really am, well, no, I can't say I'm now, but I was lacking confidence to such a vast degree. And I said I'd be very honest in this diary, and I am going to be very honest, and I was. And so after last week, it was a real challenge. But Debbie phoned me up and she said, look, I'm going to hide. I'm going to stay out of the way, move the car out of the way, because they do recognise the guide dog cars because they're all the same. And she said, you set off and see how you go. So what we decided was that I would get his handle in my left hand and his lead in my right hand, and I would kind of go down the stairs outside our house. There's four steps, as I've said, and then you do a right angle turn, 90 degree turn, and there's one more step. You do a 90 degree left turn and you're ready to go. So what I did, I did this, and I kind of went down the stairs quite quickly, and as soon as we did the turn left, I just went, right, come on then. And he didn't get a chance to jump up at me. He just went, and we went along our road, then went right to the curb, crossed over, and there was a minibus parked on the pavement, and he did a perfect off-curb obstacle, straight back onto the curb, and then we went happily on our way. And there weren't, I won't say there weren't challenges. I mean, there were things that happened, things that were there that, you know, wouldn't happen every day. We did get lucky on the Pelican, because both going and coming, there were people there, and they were like, I've pressed the button. So it was like, oh, great, thanks. We were walking along the busy road and the main road that we do, and Bruno did a sudden stop, and I thought, I was not used anything there. So I kind of put my right hand out, and there was a car door. And I thought, oh, God, right, okay, so car blocking the whole pavement and this car door open. So I thought, well, I can't really shut the car door in case anybody's kind of leaning into the car, and I don't want to kind of, you know, catch anybody's head. And all of a sudden I heard this woman's voice go, oh, I'm really sorry, I'm terribly sorry. And I just thought, it's okay. I said, can we sneak past? So she went, oh, yeah, yeah. She said, I was just getting my shopping in. So I went, okay. So she closed the car door and we kind of went past and went on our way. And but she was followed me going, oh, really sorry, I'm really sorry. I was like, it's okay, it's okay. And the rest of our walk was okay. We found all the shops we needed to find and the post office. And we came back and we got home and I was buzzing because we had done the whole walk there through Teignmouth and back without any interaction from Debbie whatsoever. So, but, you know, it's a little bit of you thinking, is it a fluke? Is it just, you know, is it just a one-off? So, but I was thrilled to bits with Bruno. So I had yesterday afternoon off because Debbie was off to Bath to train with Nick. So I had this morning off, so I was able to catch up on phone calls, emails, blah, blah, blah. And she arrived this afternoon and she basically didn't come in the house. She, Rob was here, so he went out and she gave him some money to give to me. And I had a rucksack and she'd given me a list. She said, I want you to go in the co-op, get me a pint of milk, go in Superdrug and get me a bottle of Radox bubble bath. And they said, I want you to go in the cafe after that, have a cup of tea, relax, and then go home. So I thought, thinking, oh my God. And I will be honest, because I've done everything with Rob, or Rob's done it on his own, I am not used to going in shops and asking for help. For me, asking for help is a big deal. Now, I know some of you are going to go, oh, for God's sake, Joe, don't be so wet. But for me, it is a huge deal. It's doing anything that makes me stand out for me is a major deal. So I set off this morning and I thought, right, I'm going to go for it. But the handle of Bruno's harness had come off the actual body of the harness. Now, for those who don't know, it clips. There are two clips. The handle is like, it's two bars and then you've got the bit that you hold at the end of it. So like a U shape, but more square than that. And both of the bars clip onto the harness. And, I'm using a training handle at the moment because Debbie's ordering me my own handle for Bruno. And it had come off and it was faffing about and Rob was helping me kind of, because it had kind of got caught and everything. So Rob was helping me with that. Anyway, I got out of the house and Bruno jumped up and I thought, oh heck. But I think what it was he was excited to be going out, but also I think it was because the handle had got a bit, you know, the harness had got a bit messed up. So I think it was that kind of faffing about that kind of put him off, kind of distracted him a bit. But I got him going. And we crossed over and we were absolutely fine. And we got into town. Now, there was a few challenges. On one road, there was, we went to the curb and Bruno pulled me to the left. And I thought, oh, well, I'll trust him. And I felt forward and there were cars parked on the pavement and they were so tightly packed. You know, they were nose to bumper. And he took me to a gap. And we crossed over, and as we crossed, there was a car parked on the other side of the road. So we kind of went past that and went back on the curb. So that was all fine. He found the post to the Pelican Crossing perfect. So we crossed over, and we went on our merry way. And there were a couple of bits. They'd been mowing the grass when we walked through this sort of estate, down through this estate. And they'd been mowing the grass, and there was the smell of freshly cut grass. And I think it kind of, because to me it smelled nice, but to him it must have smelled even stronger. And he wandered over onto the grass at one point. So what I did, I just slackened the lead I took the lead in my right hand, but I left it loose. And I just gave it a little tiny sort of, not a flick as such, but just jangled it a little bit. I went, find the way, and he got straight back on track. And then there was another area of freshly mown grass. Which I think he quite likes. And he wandered over to that. And I just did the same thing again. And I just said, come on, find the way. And I thought, we're going to do this. We're not going to... Because what we'd agreed was that if we had any problems, I would phone Debbie. Because she didn't want to come up and actually make herself visible to Bruno. So I had my mobile phone. I thought, no, you know, we're not going to do this. And we worked it out for ourselves. Got back on track. And carried on. Went past the... down towards the railway. Got into town, Went to the post office, came back out of there, went into Co-op, got assistance, and I went in, I stood there, and the lady went, are you needing help? And I went, yeah, if there's anybody about. And I said, oh, I'll get someone for you. And this girl came up, she was lovely, and got the milk, queued up, and she actually queued up with me, bless her. And she actually even had this rucksack, and she said, do you want it in a bag or do you want it in your rucksack? So I said, oh, in the rucksack. So she actually put it in the rucksack. I didn't even have to take it off my back. So that was really sweet. And then we went out of there, we found Superdrug, went in there, got assistance, had a the woman in there was absolutely lovely, but they've seen me go in there quite a bit. And then there was a lady in the queue and she was chatting, going, oh, I love retrievers, we've got retrievers, but none as non-cream coloured like yours. Oh, he's lovely, how old is he? And they were having a little chat. So I got what needed in there. And they were all like, oh, we've seen you training, you're doing really well. And they were all saying, bye, see you soon, and all that. So it was really, really nice. It was really encouraging. So then we went in the cafe. Now, I know the lady who works in the cafe, Julie. So I went in and went, oh, I'm on my own today. So she went, all right. And she found me a table. And she said, what are you having? So I sat and had a cup of tea. And she came over and had a chat. So that was nice. There was another dog in there because they welcome pet dogs as well. So Bruno was so chilled out. I mean, it was commented on. People were, oh, he's just so chilled out, isn't he? He's not distracted at all. And I went, oh, yeah, he's a really laid-back character. So then I phoned Debbie. But because she was staying out of the way, she was in a shop and there was no service on her phone. So I left her a message. Next thing I get a phone call back and she's like, oh, yeah. Yeah, okay. So I said, I'm about to leave the cafe. Come in down into town, there was a flipping delivery wagon, and I'm walking towards this very flat curb, and this woman came up and she said, I'm gonna help you here if that's okay. And I said, all right. She said, there's a delivery wagon. And she was like, I can't believe, she said, where they've parked. She said, it's absolutely ridiculous, and they parked right across the road. So she said, I'll help you get past. So I said, oh, great. I said, and she went to take me on, I said, would it be okay if I take your arm? She went, oh, please do. So I took her arm and she guided me past this massive sort of delivery wagon. And she said, I just can't believe that. Anyway, I didn't know, but Debbie was behind, and Debbie went up to her and thanked her afterwards. I said, thanks for that. And so she said, no, it's absolutely fine. Anyway, came back to when we left the cafe. We crossed over this same flat curb. It's very flat curbs on either side, and apparently the colour doesn't change, so the dog struggles to see it. And then we were going down this shopping precinct, my phone went and it was Debbie, and she just went, hiya Joe. She said, can you just check Bruno's mouth? She said, because I can see something red in his mouth. She said, I think he's picked up a serviette or something. I bent down and felt in his mouth, and it was this flipping, you know, one of the it was a clip that you'd put in your hair with this red kind of flower on it. So I whizzed it out of his mouth and chucked it on the floor. I was like, what are you? And she said he didn't have it when he came out of the cafe, so he'd obviously ducked down and picked it up, but proud as punch, he was like sporting this red flower in his mouth. But I had a bit of a pang afterwards. I thought, oh, should I have kept it and kind of gone home and put it in the bin? Like Debbie said, she, you don't know where it's been, you know, you don't know what he's been sat in or anything like that. So she said, no, I wouldn't expect to carry it home. So, and then we the rest of the way home was okay, really. You found the Pelican Post great coming home, and we got home and we got onto the road that our road is off, so Third Avenue, and I could feel this grin spreading across my face because I was so chuffed that we'd managed this route. And with no, for the second day running, with no interaction from Debbie. And I thought, oh, stop it, Joe. Straighten your face. People are going to look at you and think you're an absolute loon, you know. And then we got home and Debbie came in and said, I'm proud of you. And I thought, oh, that's really nice. And I said, I was so pleased. I said, and she said, well, you must have thought yesterday was a fluke. She said, but, you know, today has proved. And I said, oh, I said, he has really shown me what he is capable of. I said, and more than that, I'm proving to myself what I'm capable of. I am, you know, I'm doing stuff that I'm more confident than I ever thought I would have. And I know it sounds daft, but like I said, for me, actually asking for help is a big deal. A few weeks ago, on the way back today, we'd gone a bit wrong, and I was listening for people, and I heard this footsteps, and this, I knew it was a man with a, well, someone with a dog, and I just went, excuse me, and this man went, oh yeah, and I said, can you tell me if I'm right for the Pello Arcade, and he went, yeah, and he said, come with me, and he got me on my way and everything, and it was lovely. But a few weeks ago, I'd have been like a shrinking violet. I would have been like, oh no, no, just leave me alone, just let me work it out for myself. Even if it had been going wrong, I would have rather struggled than asked for help. And that's, it's stupid, isn't it, really? I can admit now that it was absolutely ridiculous, but now I feel much more confident. I feel confident in my own ability, in what I'm capable of. I feel a lot less self-conscious. I feel very confident in Bruno, and I really I'm very optimistic. I'm really pleased, and you may be able to hear me smiling. I am, and you know, I know it's not going to be plain sailing all the time. I know there's going to be days where things go wrong. I know there may even be days where I get my phone out and phone when I'm qualified, and I may phone Rob and go, can you come, or you know, what do I do, I'm absolutely stuck. Or I may have to go in a shop where I know people and say, you know, can you just give us a lift? I'm just, you know, this is, I'm having, you know, I'm having a meltdown. But, you know, Julie in the cafe, she said, you know, if you're ever stuck, she said, come in. She said, just, you know, come in and we'll help you. And it's lovely. And people are getting to know me, and it's really making me, it's building my confidence, and it's building my confidence in Bruno and in our partnership. And we're only into our fourth week. But I'm thrilled. I have to say, I'm absolutely thrilled, and I'm buzzing off it. So tomorrow we are doing, this sounds a bit weird, we're doing a walk along the seafront, which that's fine. We're doing buses and we're doing toilets. Yeah, because Bruno has his sort of aversion to going in toilets, we're going to pick out some toilets in Timoth, and we're going to go and see if he'll go in the toilets happily. So I'll give you an update on that in a couple of days. I'll probably leave it a couple of days and give you what we've been doing. I know I've got Thursday off, but I'm doing Friday. I'm doing a full day on Friday. So I'll probably do an update towards the weekend and let you know what's gone on. But I just wanted to let you know that I'm so optimistic and feeling really positive, which, yeah. Is just great. So, but thanks for all your support, thanks for the messages as always, and I will speak to you all soon. Bye for now.
You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk, on Facebook by searching for VI Talk, on Twitter @VITalkPodcast. And our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.